hard spell. It was, I think it was 2 days ago when we had that real bad fog and rain and darkness. It was so...
Oh, yeah.
It was so... and it got to me.
You can get to the spirit, can't
it? It got to me, and I was in shock. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was going along, and then I started thinking about it, and I started to realize, hey, I'm feeling sorry for myself. And soon as I realized that, I just started laughing.
Oh, really? Wow,
I just started laughing. Response. I was like, what? I'm feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah.
And it was just such a crazy thing that ever happened. Like, you know, I'm not that kind of a person. I don't usually go down. I don't usually feel those kind of feelings. So it was like surprising.
Right.
I like, hey, I'm feeling sorry for myself. Hey, man,
yeah.
I just started laughing at myself. And, you know, what can you do? Like, you know, it's kind of a waste of energy to go down and feel sorry for yourself. So I was
for sure. And we can know that logically. But I think our bodies also feel the darkness. And I think that's why getting together with other people, whether it's quiet with a fire or candles or Christmas, well, it doesn't have to be Christmas lights of any sort. Mm. I think there's a natural antidote there, you know, as well as the awareness, like you say, the awareness when we start to maybe go into our own darkness in a different way, you know, which is like feeling sorry for ourselves or whatever. But
you know,
usually, you know,
the one thing
joined with love there.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that kind of like brought me out of it was I just started like, because I was traveling in the dark and stuff, and I was traveling through the city, and there's just so much beautiful lights out there. You know, people
the lights helped.
Yeah, the Christmas lights and decorations.
Yeah.
And some of them are really spectacular and beautiful. And I just started, like, soaking it in, just like, man, this is special. This is a time of the year where you just see all these beautiful, wonderful decorations and colors, and you just got to soak it in. Enjoy it. Love it. And that's
like
what
I... Yeah, like you changed your focus there.
Yeah, it's... And
your
then
focus
it kind of
shifted.
Yeah, and it brought me to that mindset of self-improvement. You know, we go through all these different stages in our life, and you know, we just gotta apply them and grab the stuff that really helps us and works, and that's what improves us. And when we can improve ourselves, you know, we can improve the world.
Yes,
and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to gather people together and get together and make this world a better place. A more beautiful place, a wonderful place that all of us can enjoy, including, you know, everything in the sea, everything on the land, everything in the air. You know, we can have that impact, and we will. And it starts from ourselves, and that's what we're doing. So, you know, that's what I want to encourage everybody out there to look out for that self-improvement, get to it, and do it.
So what I think I hear you're saying between the lines is like 100 Christmas presents for me is not self improvement. Darn it. Okay. Doing something for the world and doing something for everybody as well as myself. I love it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and bringing some happiness to us. And
just
good positive energy.
And you know, pick up the phone if the dark boogie monsters come again, because I think all of us can be a little vulnerable to it at this time of year. So
that's for sure.
Reach out to a friend.
Absolutely, good advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, no problem. I thank you for joining us and bringing some perspective and some of your own knowledge and insights. So very special.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to have to let you go for now, and great to hear you, and just have a happy new year and happy holidays. Stay safe out there. Lots of love to you and your family.
Thank you.
And just
won't
stay
see
safe
it till 2024. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'll see you next year.
Next year, okay. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, yeah, and to you too. Okay. And we'll have to say bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. This is Free Voices, and we're going to get to the our next co-host, which is Shkwait Shakhrakh from Goishkana, BC, and he's got a song picked out for us from Fall Out Boy. It's a remix, and the song is called Light 'Em Up. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to Shkwait Shakhrakh. So stay tuned, listen in, enjoy, everyone. Was Fall Out Boy, Light 'Em Up, and that was a remix, I think, from Huber. Anyways, we have on the line with us Shkwait Shakhrakh, and he's from Goishkana, BC. He's my brother. For everyone that is out there that doesn't know him, He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago. So he had to climb through all that just to survive, and he's on his way to improving his life, just like our subject is today, which is on self-improvement. So we'd love to hear from you, Shkwait Shakhlakh. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as good as can be.
Plugging along. Yeah, and continuing to inspire us, I guess.
Yeah,
so we'd love to hear from you on what your take is on self-improvement.
Bigger self-improvement, how I'm trying to do it recovery-wise and all that is always try to think of the positive things, you know, because we can get sucked up into negativity and, you know, then we just kind of sitting there spinning our wheels in the mud. So, as well as that, is practice, you know, practice good thoughts, practice good diet, good thoughts, you know, good reading habits, you know, good communication, because we do need to practice that, because, you know, when you've been as segregated as much as we have been over this pandemic and all that, you know, we forgot how to communicate and all that, you know, we need communication to help us self-improve.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, so I figure, we got to be thinking positive, you know, as art follows the, always with the negative waves.
Yeah.
Because we do get carried away in the negative waves. It's easier that way. Feel sorry for ourselves.
Yeah.
Try to get others to feel sorry for us.
Yeah, because we're very lazy, because we're mostly water, and water always goes the easiest way.
Yeah.
So we gotta work on ourselves to get out of that laziness and work and try to, you know, improve. And that's so very wise. I really enjoy all your input and what you bring from your way of lifestyle and your thoughts. It's just a really good way of looking into someone that has gone through all these traumas, survived it, and got through it. So when we look at your perspective, it's really special. It's really powerful. And it helps us to, like, be able to look into that and see how we can get some of that knowledge out of your brain and use it for ourselves. And I really enjoy it. It's just real special, and it's just a blessing. So we really appreciate you and thank you for coming to our program, bringing this wonderful music, Fall Out Boy, the remix. Man, that was so powerful. Light them up. And that's what we're trying to do here at this program, and with Three Voices and at CJSF 90.1 FM. You know, there's a lot of people here that are really trying to do the same thing. We have the same outlook of bringing, like, special empowerment of human rights and justice, and just being an improvement from the other world, which is very corporate, and all they think of is profit and all these selfish things, and that's what we're trying to get out of. So we really appreciate you for what you bring to us.
Okay, thank you.
So
good to be appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of helps with the trying to self-improve, because, you know, at least you get a little bit of appreciation. The girls, oh, I must be doing all right.
So,
you know, I guess that would be something to help self-improvement, is to tell others that you appreciate them, you know. Because, you know, we don't do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know. Me.
yeah, for sure. That's what I was going through a couple of days ago, so I know what you're talking about, yeah. And there's probably many people out there doing the same thing.
Yeah,
anyways, we really appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on our program here, and just keep up all the great work that you're doing, the self-improvement, and just looking out for us and bringing us some really awesome music that you bring to us. It's just amazing, powerful. So I guess we're going to have to let you go for now, and lots of love to you, and stay strong and continue on.
Yeah, okay. Lots of love to you guys there at the station and the listeners here and abroad. Thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, so bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from all over the world, we thank you for joining us. That was quite Shachlach. He was my brother. He's a big hero to me. And I know he's a big influence on many people out there, and just a big inspiration. So we thank you all for joining us. So we're going to be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program. We're going to get to our next guest coming up, and it's Lady Fima. But first, we're going to play a song for her, and it's from Foggy Mountain Spaceship, and it's some blue psychedelic bluegrass. So it's from Walking on the Moon. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
that was Foggy Mountain Spaceship Walking on the Moon. That was a cover from Sten and his buddies on Police. And that was sure getting me high and elevated to the new heights of psychedelic waves. And we have with us our special guest, Lady Faima. And we have our subject, which is on self-improvement, and we'd love to hear from you, Lady Faima, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Chief. It's my privilege and honor, my respect and love to each one of you at the studio, the teamwork that you're all side by side, respected listeners, a student of Simon Fraser University and the rest of the other students of the university. My love and respect to each one of you.
Yes, and we also send a big shout out to Carnivar that helped us with some of our interviews and all our music and everything. He's really beautiful. Helps us out quite a bit. And same with our station manager, Magnus. He's always here and a pillar
fantastic.
For this whole station. So big thanks to all of them.
Absolutely.
Yes, so yes, please tell us about self-improvement.
Self-improvement, I'm just going to wrap it up quickly. We don't have that much time, you know, and self-improvement is starting, you know, with the good food, good exercise. Make sure you sweat daily as an exercise, if it is, you know, the fitness, if it is the walking or biking or anything physical. Make sure you sweat a lot, because all the negativity is coming out of you. This is number one. Number two, a good homemade food, simple food, is just bringing and nourishing all the nerve system, and all of a sudden you feel, you know, in peace, you feel special, you feel so good and warm inside of your soul, and bring all the motivation to you and good rest. And after all these three figures, a good counseling. Not necessarily everybody, you know, if someone goes to the counseling, because in that unit is very large, is very new to all of us, and not necessarily the people having problem, they need to go and solve the problem. Humanity is just is not, human being is not completed at all. You're always short in many other area that we have to maintain it to bring it and complete the session wherever we are at. And just to nourish our own soul, to know the technique, how to deal with ourselves, what is our need, who we are actually, and being kind. When you are kind to yourself, it means you are kind to the society.
Yes.
And the kindness is starting, all these hands, we always give it as a service, as a kindness, as a work, and dedicating it to the universe on the field. And this hand also has to start within us, with ourselves first, nourishing it, they bring the kindness and gentleness, and pampering ourselves, and then it would expand automatically. We don't need even to think 2-3 times. It just comes so smoothly out of our system that we are willing, we want it, to give the best of ourselves.
That's so.
To the universe and to the world. And I wish you the very happy holidays for each one of you. My warmest appreciation to every one of you, and wish for the peace for Canada and the rest of the other world. Actually, with the power of you listening to this program, I feel I am walking in the moon. But walking in the moon, I'm not alone.
That's
I'm walking with each one of you.
Beautiful.
After all, I am the servant of mankind. Thank you very much for having me.
Beautiful, wonderful words, powerful words. It's so awesome and amazing, uplifting. And I will practice being nice to myself, because if I can practice being nice to myself, then I can be nice to other people and good to other people. So very great advice. Wonderful. I really appreciate your knowledge.